So we continue in this introductory section to this best hits of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount. Like, if you want to know Jesus, if you want to understand who he's about, what the essence of his teaching is, there's no better place than to read those three chapters of Matthew's Gospel, 5, 6, and 7. It's in pondering upon those teachings that we get the essence of what Christianity is all about, what Jesus really wanted his disciples to know, to ponder, to allow those words to slowly sink into the depths of our souls. And today, we're given this insight into who we are and where we fit within this schema. As he addresses the crowd, and he says to them, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." And before we get too excited about the "you" there, it's in the plural. It's you all. It's the community together. We together become this very presence in the world of being the salt. Salt, it's not good for our hearts necessarily if we have too much of it, but salt that is there to give the flavor. I mean, when you are given a dish at a restaurant, you immediately know if the chef has not put quite enough salt within it. There's not enough there to actually bring out the flavors that are present within the food. And of course, in the first century, salt was also absolutely necessary to preserve food. So you'd put a thin layer of salt over meat, and that would allow it to be kept much longer than otherwise. Light, of course, was absolutely essential, especially in a world before electricity, to have that access to a lamp that you could put and to indicate to someone on a dark night, that's the way, that's the direction that we need to head, or to have that sense of separating from the darkness. You know, when the power goes out and all you have is those few little candles that you hopefully are able to find, and you wander around the house, you know, from one light patch to another, you remember just how much we rely on the light to transform and to change our otherwise very ordinary experiences. You know, yes, I mean, we can go to bed as soon as it's dark and then wake up when it's light, and that's probably a really good thing for us as well. But being able to have some control over our environment and the way that we experience the world is also a wonderful and tremendous gift, to be that light. But, you know, light is almost useless if you put that light under a tub. It needs to be there. It needs to be seen. And, you know, it's incredible how far we can see the presence of light. You know, even, you know, kilometers and kilometers away, you see that little pinprick of light that, you know, is a lighthouse, being able to call the mariners back into the port. That gift of light. Salt, of course, you know, doesn't really lose its, that the sodium chlorine doesn't actually, isn't broken apart. But of course, we can dilute it, or you can so mix it with other things. You know, so when you've bought your fish and chips and you're walking along the beach and something falls off and it falls into the sand, you know, the sand, you know, when you pick up the item, it's so covered in the salt and the sand, it's really hard to tell the difference. You know, sand might look like salt in lots of different situations, but it sure doesn't taste like salt. And sometimes we can accept those compromises. We can imagine that our world or our lives have become, you know, what we want it to be, you know, the full force of the gift of the Holy Spirit that we might have received earlier in our life. And we kind of think, yes, you know, I'm living this. But the reality is that we can slowly begin to fade away from that. Those practices that so kept us so close to God earlier in our lives, and we just begin to water them down, and we begin to let those practices begin to fade away and to not be so guiding and so directive in our lives. And we need to come back into that sense of, what does it mean for me to live my life completely dedicated to the Lord, to surrender my life to God? And this invitation for us is to be that presence, to be that sign within the world. We're meant to leaven the world. We're meant to be that source of taste and texture and flavor and life and vitality. We're meant to be that community and that people that call to others and say, look, what we have received, what we have discovered is something worth celebrating, is something that we need to encounter, and to be that people that share in that. And how do we do that? this Word of God Sunday provides, you know, some guidance in that, in pondering the words of Jesus, in reading the Gospels, in allowing the Word of God to slowly do its work within us. You know, too many Catholics just rely on hearing the Word at Mass, and it's never enough. We need to do that work ourselves. We need to let that Word slowly penetrate within our souls, slowly ponder upon the Word. It's designed as meditation literature. It's designed as words that we slowly allow us to read and to reread and to see the connections, to see how it's all structured, how it all fits together, and to slowly allow those words to penetrate not just our minds, but to slowly sink into the depths of our hearts and our experiences, and to let all that we have seen and heard, all the ways that we felt, all the things that we've pondered within our lives, all of the people that we've met, we allow all of those experiences to guide our pondering and to allow the Word of God to speak into all of those situations as well. Today, let's allow ourselves to truly be the salt and the light, to be people that are caught up in the wonder of God, but people who also want to share that, people who want to allow others to experience the gift of God's life, of God's light and salt within their own lives as well.